The Bourgeois Show, starring Tony Martin. Tony Martin and Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder, invite you to listen to a love song.
I'll see you.
Gracias, merci, thank you, and good evening, friends. Hello there, Jimmy Wallington.
Hi, Tony. Say, Tony, I have a letter here from Auntie Wallington in Skunk Junction.
Well, where in the world is Skunk Junction?
You hadn't heard of it?
No.
Why, just 2 miles off Polecat on the Hudson.
And what does Auntie want, James? A refill for her Airwick?
Oh, no, Tony. You see, Auntie Wallington is quite a student of the American folk song. And, well, Auntie thinks that right after I say, listen to a love song, you see, that you ought to barge in with a tune like Good Old Mountain Dew or Tying a Knot in the Devil's Tail.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd do a medley of those tunes right now, but fortunately I forgot to bring the music.
Oh, well, who cares?
Who cares? That gives me an idea. Albert Sack, if you don't care, who will?
Who cares if the sky cares to fall? What banks fail in Yonkers, long as you got that kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as you care for me, and I care. Why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as you care for me. And baby, will you care for me?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to sing when Albert Sack is behind the baton.
Pardon me, Mr. Martin, but I happen to feel the same way about Albert
Her
Sack.
Nibs, Miss Georgia, yes. Say, Georgia, how would you like to do next week's show from New York?
Oh, wonderful, Tony. Wonderful. Gee, just think, the new shows on Broadway and lunch at Lindy's, dinner dancing at the Star Club, supper dancing at the Waldorf.
Okay, Georgia, we leave tomorrow. And I'm happy that you're going because, just like your song, our Manhattan show wouldn't be the same without you. Sing it, Georgia Gibbs.
I'm so lonely and blue. I don't know what I'd do, sweetheart, without you. The joy and tears that love and tears would have no meaning if I didn't have you. Of each day when I'm without you and my heart kneels to pray, I be lost as I'm lost without you.
Tony.
Yes,
Tony.
Brother Wallington.
Tony, you know, I've been thinking about you. Here you stand, a young man, handsome, healthy, a successful singer with a great future. Wouldn't you like to get married?
Oh, Jimmy, this is so sudden.
Oh, be serious. Will you, Tony? You know as well as I do that you ought to settle down in Hollywood and raise children.
With this meat shortage, Jimmy, I ought to settle down in Texas and raise cattle. But speaking of the girl that I'll marry, James, here are the proximate qualifications.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
Now, that man about Paris, Mr. James Wallington, and who was that indignant lady I saw you with as I came into the studio, Jimmy?
Oh, that was no indignant lady. Well, not very indignant, anyway. She says I whistled at her as I came by.
And so you did, Mr. Wallington.
Well, just because a fellow may give a sort of whistle doesn't mean he's a wolf.
Oh, no?
No, certainly not. You know, most of us feel that way when we see a pretty girl. I mean, an especially pretty girl. Like someone who was wearing Evening in Paris face powder, for instance.
You're forgiven. And how clever of you to see that I'm wearing Evening in Paris face powder.
Oh, but who could mistake it? Don't you know how smooth Evening in Paris makes your skin look? What a soft, delicious color it gives.
I am in love with Evening in Paris face powder. It's so wonderfully sheer and fine, and it clings so smoothly.
Well, you know, Evening in Paris face powder was dreamed up in Paris and created in this country by a French blending process exclusive with Bourjois. The exquisitely flattering color, the fine, smooth texture, is the result of this special process.
Well, why do they call Evening in Paris the face powder of romance?
Oh, because Evening in Paris is the only face powder which carries the inimitable Evening in Paris perfume, the fragrance of romance. And when you add up all its special qualities, velvet texture, luscious color, the glorious perfume, you see why Evening in Paris is known as the face powder of romance. And why so many men say, to make a lovely lady even lovelier, Evening in Paris face powder.
Kiss me again.
Kiss me again. It's a beautiful, Jimmy. Isn't it a beautiful?
Yes, Tony, a beautiful. And a poignant, too. Yes, sir, a poignant. Doesn't it make you think of young love?
Yes, it does, Jimmy. Gravel Gertie and B.O. Plenty.
Kiss me again.
Oh, yes.
How
yes.
Tender, how lovely.
Ah, yes.
You know, Tony, I can see a soldier back from the wars. A little living room, calico curtains rustling in the evening breeze. The lights are low. And beside the sofa, the soldier is on his knees. And as the sweet music strikes his heartstrings, he softly says,
come on, Seven, Daddy's got a 3-day pass. That's what it says in the script. But all kidding aside, folks, we're going sentimental on you. We, meaning the little sisters in chorus, Albert Sack and the undersigned. Turn down the lights, Mr. Wallington, as the little sisters say.
Oh, that kiss makes the world go wiggling while the stars are jiggling all around the moon. Woo, 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 that kiss makes you dream of fairies. Then you canary, sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? Tell me, baby, what is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? Oh, booty body stays near that kiss.
The dictionary says a lark is a bird. But anybody at Coney Island knows that a lark is a ride in the tunnel of love and a wonderful kiss in the dark. Jimmy, where's that lovely lady sprinkled with Evening in Paris perfume and dusted with Evening in Paris powder? Ah, oh, there you are, madame. Ah, oh, you're so lovely tonight. Your cheeks and your eyes, your hands.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. You haven't any right, madame, to do the things you do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and pray my dreams come true.